So the next piece of the afternoon session will be looking at aspects of Ajahn Chah's early life. So are you? So my two compadres just digging into the mints in the back row there. To invite them forth, and the three of us will be presenting this section, along with myself. We'll be covering a little bit of the historical side of Ajahn Chah's life, his childhood and early monastic life. The other aspects, his years of practice and as a teacher, will be covered by my two friends. And to my immediate left is Paul Breiter, who was a monk with Ajahn Chah, known as Varapanyo in those days. And he was ordained as a bhikkhu in 72? 71. You know, these two were novices together in Bangkok, in a temple there, and then were ordained as bhikkhus and came up to the northeast and both became disciples of Ajahn Chah. Paul Breiter, some of you might have seen his name together with Jack Kornfield on the cover of A Still Forest Pool. And also, Paul wrote a very wonderful book called Venerable Father, which is a great treasure of a book. It recounts his own years of training as a monk with Ajahn Chah, and many of his trials and tribulations and moments of exaltation, although the trials are more common than the exaltations. Hopefully that'll be out in general circulation again in the near future. There are various free distribution editions of it, and it has been published in Thailand before, but it is a book to be looked out for and greatly treasured. He's also just there's some leaflets and a little poster for a book that Paul has just been working on for the last couple of years called Being Dharma, which is a completely fresh set of translations of Ajahn Chah's teachings. And as he commented, as I saw the poster, that it didn't have his name on the cover, he said, "Yep, upstaged by Kornfield again." So because Jack's not here today, we can say that. He'll be here tomorrow. Paul has been deeply involved with this tradition for many years. Also has practiced in the Zen and Tibetan traditions since that time, and so he'll be presenting some aspects of Ajahn Chah's life and teaching. And then to his left is Joseph Kappel, who was my first Buddhist teacher and was the abbot of Wat Phananachat when I drifted in there, looking more like he does now. Much worse. Considerably more ragged, anyway. But we both had an earring. And I have a very close and fond relationship with Joseph. He was Ajahn Prabhakaro in those days, and he was a monk for over 20 years. Paul was in robes for 7 years. And so Joseph, after about 13 years in Thailand, came to live in England and stayed in the monasteries there, was abbot of the monastery in the north of England for the last few years before he left the robes. 6 years ago? 6 years ago, you just wrote? 10. Yeah, right. So he is now living in Massachusetts and is studying at Harvard University. Paul is resident here in Northern California. So we'll begin this section with myself talking a little bit about the history of Ajahn Chah's early life. The aim with these sections is to give presentations for 15 or 20 minutes and then open things up for questions from all of you, and to have a kind of open discussion and dialogue.